Hi, we are Liv, Leo and Anouk from the Independent Generation Reporters and are very happy to have had the opportunity to talk with Savnaz Alambeji, who is the director of the film Maidegul, which won a special mention from the international jury at the Berlinale Section Generation 14+ this year. We hope you enjoy the podcast episode. So just before we start the conversation, here is a quick summary of the film. Maidegul, an Afghan teenager living as an immigrant in Iran, strives to pursue her dream of becoming a professional Muay Thai boxer while battling the social injustice and violence she encounters beyond the ring. So first of all, can you introduce yourself really quickly for the audience?
My name is Savnaz Alambeji. I'm Iranian and I'm a director and producer of Maidegul.
So for everyone who doesn't really know much about the situation in Iran and in Afghanistan, can you quickly summarize it a little bit, how the situation of women there is and what exactly the situation is that Maidegul comes from, and yeah, what the starting position for her is in the story?
Difficult question. Yes. Well, my concentration on this film, it's obviously was in the women and the young generation from the Middle East. Maidegul was born in Afghanistan, but she grew up in Iran. And what is worrying for me is the situation of this minority in Iran. Because they don't belong to any countries. Actually, they don't. Most of these young generation haven't traveled to Afghanistan, so they don't know anything about their culture except their parents. Yes, they would say something, but they didn't have like the first hand information from the Afghanistan. And in Iran, they don't feel they belong to Iran. Maybe because we Iranian don't act properly to them. And for this girl specifically, even the house should, generally she should have a safe house, but even she doesn't have a safe house. So yeah. That was one of the questions that just came to my mind. And what happened to her when she doesn't have any country or house that she feels she belonged to? And and since she is a woman, the situation is even more difficult for her.
Yeah. So how did the idea for the film emerge, and how did you choose particularly a Maidegul to focus the film around?
I didn't know Maidegul at first. I met Muhaddiseh first, and she introduced the other characters to me, but it didn't happen like in a short time. Actually, Muhaddiseh and I were very close, and we started to researching about the community of young generation of Afghan who live in Iran. And she was really honest, and she helped me a lot to know more about them. And so she introduced several girls to me, and none of them were the right for this film. So we just kept going and going. And one day she said that there is one girl in her club, sport club. And she said, I think you may like to meet her. And I said, if she likes, yes, it's okay, we can meet. And I went to her boxing club, and immediately when I met her, I think there is a beautiful story that it's good the world knows about women, about everything, immigration, about domestic violence. So everything was there. And she was very determined to just say all this thing out loud. So that was really valuable for me, that she trusted me and she gave all those materials to me, and that was the first step we just started.
How did you build up this trust with her, and how long did it take?
It it took a lot. It didn't come up like in a short time. And I think trust is the most important thing for making a documentary.
Yeah.
And it wasn't only that she trusted me, I trusted her. I mean, that was like a very unusual and beautiful relationship that mm-hmm. we both made it. Yes. And sometimes when she shares something private to me, I thought, okay, maybe I can just share something private to her that she felt comfortable. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't want to just to be receiver. I think we should give and receive to each other. So yes. That's what I did.
And I just wondered, how did you manage to catch these so important moments so authentically?
One thing is that she and her friends were very comfortable in front of the camera. They helped me a lot. And I think that's one of the quality of the young generation, because you're born up with this camera, and I mean, that's what I have noticed. You are very comfortable with camera. You share your personal things on the Facebook or Instagram, TikTok, whatever you use it, I don't know. But maybe that's one of the reasons. They were very, very comfortable in front of the camera. And I just have some small touches, but I didn't want to interfere a lot because they were very good and it was documentary. If I, for example, told them you should be like this, I don't want to tell them too much. That would be destroy the essence of the film. I direct them in a somehow smooth and hidden way. For example, what do you want to do? What is your opinion? Or what do you want to talk about now? So I knew the whole idea. So then I just tell the same thing to the group. They want to talk about, the, for example, situation in the house or this. So we knew what's going on, but the rest was completely natural.
Okay. And there was some danger for the girls in the film from their families and maybe the government also. What are the dangers for these girls?
Besides what we show in the film?
Yeah.
Or generally being part of this film project?
Well, for me, the priority was the safety and security of the main characters. And she knows, I mean, whatever she wanted to do, I always said, be careful and just, it doesn't matter. This is a movie. You have a life. So that's the most important thing. But whatever she has done was her choice. And I respected her choice and I couldn't stop her when she wanted to do something. But I can just, as someone who is young, older than her, can say, okay, maybe these consequences comes, but I respect your choice. At the end, you are the person, and this is your life.
And did you also face difficulties yourself for shooting this film? I don't know, getting the permissions to shoot this film, or also, I don't know, showing the film?
I had a very big challenge. For shooting, well, we had in Iran, there are different kinds of permission for shooting. And I had a permission for shooting in the streets. So that was okay. But if you remember, there were some sequences in the metro and they didn't give us the permission to do that. And I really wanted to show this.
Yeah.
So I said to the crew, is that okay? We can go there and film, and we should just accept the risk. And so we did that, but very, very quickly. So those shots were recorded somehow without permission. But besides that, my biggest challenge on the film was that I had filmed 2/3 of the film when I immigrated to Germany. And for some reason, I couldn't go back, not a political reason, for some personal reason. And I really didn't know what to do. So I thought maybe we have to continue.
Yeah.
I mean, we couldn't stop. And so after Corona, we know that we have this option to do so many things from distance. So I thought, okay, we can do this. And one third of the film shot when I was in Germany, so I directed from distance.
Wow. And how did you do that? Were you always on calls or?
Yeah, that was very difficult. Very, very difficult for me, especially because the internet connection in Iran was awful. Okay. But we did it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a very good crew and they knew what I want. So I was, as we just discussed, the connection between me and the characters were strong. So we knew what we want from the film. But it was very difficult.
And she had two names. And does she identify with both of them? And could you quickly explain why she have two names?
Mm-hmm. That's a very good question, very important one, because one of the biggest problem in this film is identity crisis. Yes. So she doesn't know who she is. She doesn't belong to any country. She has two names. Her life is exactly like the two names that she has. I think that's a very good example. And sometimes she's Razia, sometimes she's Maidegul. Mm-hmm. And she's discovering who she is. And it's her choice, because one name is Afghan name, Maidegul is Afghan name, which means broken flower, and Razia is another name.
That,
as she said, it's a simple name.
Mm-hmm.
That's a name that is on her ID card and her parents somehow, after she received it. They put the name. They don't care about her that much. And even in one part of the film, she said that all of us were born on the same date.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah, because no one really cares about the exact date of your birth.
Wow. So she
in Afghanistan, in Iran, no, we have it. But in Afghanistan, it's like most of the Afghan people have this date.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they never know when their actual birth date is. Wow.
It's again another thing which, you know, she wants to know who she is exactly.
Yeah.
And now that the film is here in Berlinale, she's really, really excited. And she feels that somebody can see her finally.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that brings us to our next question as well. Are you still in contact with her and with all the other girls as well, and the team maybe that is still in Iran? Or
we have a WhatsApp group, and every day I just updated her about everything that's going on in the festival, and even one idea we have, I just keep recording people if they want to say something to her. So even if you like, you can say something to the girls, and I send that to her.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah.
Now she is, I think, 20.
Okay.
Yeah. And she continues. It's like fighting for her life. It's not only the match for her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And how did the situation with the passport now?
Thank you for reminding this, because it's very important. She went to Afghanistan some months ago illegally, and it's so many difficulty and hardship. It was a short time in Afghanistan, it was last month, that people could be able to receive passport. And she was there for 3 days or 4 days, I don't know, very short time. She got the passport, then they closed the organization, then again, they don't give passport to other people. With that passport, she went back to Iran. Now she's in Iran. But what I want to say is that all fighting for having this passport is nonsense, because now she has this passport, but the situation is the same.
Mm-hmm.
There is no country that she feels that, okay, I want to do something. Even she was invited to be participated in Berlinale. Mm-hmm. And she went to the visa metric. She prepared all the documents, the invitation from Berlinale, which is really wonderful. But they didn't accept her document. They said, no, you are not from here, the passport is new, and they made some excuse that we don't understand what does that mean. They didn't accept anything. Yeah.
That's horrible.
That's horrible.
Unbelievable.
Maybe because of that, because she's no one, she's nobody, a person with two names without having any identity.
Yes.
Wow.
And did she choose that Maidigo would be the title of the film, or who decided that?
No, she didn't. She didn't decide it. And the name of the film was Broken Flower until the last minute.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And
I thought Broken Flower has a negative impact on the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't want that audience with some prejudgment watch the film, that she's a loser or something. She is not. So I thought, okay, I like Broken Flower, but maybe Maidigul. Maidigul means broken flower, but no one comes to the movie with some prejudgment.
Yeah.
Why do you think they don't let you show the movie in Iran?
I don't think that they don't let me. Maybe they let me.
And do you want to show
it? We wait and see. I have hope, because I think that's an important thing for Iranian.
Yes,
and I really like that people in Iran knows the situation of these young girls, not only these three, all of the girls, the teenagers, or boys. I don't mind about the gender. I mean, one of my purpose was that Iranian knows what's happening to them and no more. So I really want to show the film in Iran. Yeah, I try my best.
Yeah,
great. In the movie, we mostly see women. I think the only male character that appears is the coach and the voice of the father, maybe. Was there a conscious decision, or was it just the way that...
Oh, that was her life. That was her world. So it was exactly what it was.
Yeah.
And the only man was there was the coach. And I think symbolically he has an important role to her, because as we know, I didn't want that. I mean, that was not my choice, but I noticed that the coach have a very important role in her life. He somehow balanced this idea that all men are not bad. So some people are supportive. And I really like this point of view that he has brought to the movie.
Yeah.
And not to the movie, to her, I mean.
Yeah.
We also still have one more question. If you had a, if it, there was also a conscious decision on which emotion the audience should leave the film with or be left with at the end. And
I want to send a message of hope. That's very important for me. I didn't want that audience leave the cinema with dark mood or dark feeling in their heart, because that's not true. Life is there, although the life is so difficult, but they have some, the happiness and kindness and love is there. Although life is difficult, they have each other. And sometimes I watch some film that is documentary and it's all the darkness, darkness, darkness. But I didn't want to make this kind of film.
Yeah,
it definitely got to us. So we felt that.
Yeah.
The life is hard for everybody, but still there are great things in life.
Yeah.
Okay. No, thank you for representing whatever is in the film and whatever is in the heart and in the mind of Maidigul to the
thank you for bringing this story here. Yeah, it's amazing to be able to talk about it and hear more about it, and it's really touching.